Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Bernard Downton-Meckler on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? And to God be the glory. We want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into billions of praise nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio. The man who has a message of a brand new spiritual awakening, and we give God the praise. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, and now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. What a wonderful privilege it is to be on the blog line. And I want to thank the owners of the blog for giving us the privilege of coming to you and getting out over 1,000 thank yous a night. Collectively, over 2 billion praises a night going up to God. You can't help but be blessed when you do that for the Lord. Let me tell you something. He inhabits the praises of his people. See, praise is not, in music terms, I'll say, an adjunct card. No, cards that are not needed but not necessary, they're added on cards, but they're not essential. Praise is essential, y'all. Praise is your defense weapon. And a whole lot of praise will bring heaven to you, I said like that. A little praise will take you to heaven, but a whole lot will bring heaven to you. And it'll get your blessing every time. You can just be praising God like you can't even imagine. And let me tell you something, before you know it, a blessing will drop on you. This is the New Awakening. In 1740s, we had the Great Awakening, which was a spiritual movement, but now, in 2015, we have the New Awakening. It is a spiritual shift in Christendom, not just here, but all over the world. All over the world, people are adopting this. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's changing the world. I keep saying, if you get gang members to start saying thank you, thank you, thank you, they'll stop doing things that they're doing. If you get people to saying thank you, thank you, thank you, they'll stop the drive-by shootings. If you get rapists to say thank you, thank you, thank you, they'll stop raping folks. See, it changes your mind. We saw it happen in the old church. Amen. A little bit more, but I never forget how the saints used to go, thank you, thank you, thank you. Get around somebody, say thank you, thank you, thank you. Say thank you. On the other side, they say thank you. Say praise him. Say thank you. See, God is taking us back to the old church because this new stuff ain't working. I could say it's not working, but you understand. It's not working. This old stuff that they used to do, used to get the job done. Oh, my God. That thank you, thank you, thank you would take you into the presence of the Lord. It would get your mind on the spiritual rather than the natural. It would position you for a miracle from God. And then you would be used. If you ever been used before, I wanted to be used. The thank you, thank you, thank you would cause you to be used. How? Well, it helps you to be used of God in that you basically encourage someone else to become a praiser like that. Encourage them to want to thank God as they have never done before. Let me tell you, it's something that is thank you, thank you, thank you. I had one lady say, I just don't understand it. Well, if you understand praise, you understand this thank you, thank you, thank you. Because, see, for eras, not just decades, but for eras, for centuries, people approach God with the give me, give me, give me. Lord, give me this. Lord, give me that. Oh, God, we need you to do this. We need you to do that. May I appeal to you tonight on your common sense level? I don't want to give you any scripture on this. I just want you to just think with common sense. Have you ever been around rich people? One thing I've learned about wealthy people is that you have to treat them with ginger respect. You don't go to them and give me, because they're expecting you to come with them in the first place. They got millions. If they're not a billionaire, they got millions or billions of dollars, and it's very, very difficult to gain their trust. And one of the ways you won't gain their trust is that when you first see them, you just talk about, give me this. They will have their security keep you away from them. If you write them, they'll never respond to you, because all you want is give me. You're not concerned about them. See, another thing I'll just point out here, selfish people miss many of their blessings because they're just concerned about themselves. And see, when you approach wealthy people like that, they assume, if not are convinced, that you're just a concern about you. You won't get wealthy people to help you if you just concerned about you. No. They don't want to be bothered with you. But if you approach them with a ginger respect that I'm concerned about you. Somebody called me the other day. They said, I'm going to meet a wealthy man and he wants to bless our church. What do I do? I said, if anything, if you can, if you know he's going to bless your church, take a card with you. He said, a card? I said, yeah. I said, take a card, a thank you card. And I said, put $10 in there. They said, what? I said, yeah, put $10 in there. Why? Because he's not expecting you to give him anything. But when you give him something, even though it's just $5 or $10, it says that you appreciate what he's doing. To your ability, on your level, you appreciate him considering your church. I just want to throw that in there as an addendum to you that it might bless you. So what I'm trying to say to you, wealthy people don't respond to you when you just got your hand out all the time. You got your hand out. They gave you $5,000. Then you got your hand out. Say thank you sometimes. And what are you trying to tell me? Well, let me give you this example here. Since you understand about wealthy people, God is the wealthiest person on the face of this earth and in heaven and everywhere. Yeah, you say he's a person. Yeah, the Holy Ghost, if the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity, who's the second? Jesus. And who's the first? God. And they're all three in one. God is the first person of the Trinity. And he's the wealthiest person in all the world. And mean to tell me for centuries they've been going to him talking about, give me this, give me that, give me this, Lord, do this, do that, Lord, do this, like he's some type of one-time Santa Claus or 10-time Santa Claus. But we, through the help of the Lord, we have changed this thing from the give me approach to the thank you approach. In other words, during this blog line, we're just coming to say, Lord, we ain't coming to ask you for nothing. We just came to say thank you. And I guarantee you, when you do that, you position yourself to receive a miracle from the Lord. Oh, my God. I want to pray for you. I want you to make a prayer request if you like to. Amen. Don't approach him with the give me. But, Lord, I thank you in advance for whatever you're going to ask him. If you got a church that needs fixing, I thank you in advance for blessing us to fix our church. I thank you in advance for healing my mother. I thank you in advance for healing me. I thank you in advance for a financial blessing so I can pay my bills. I thank you in advance for making me debt free. See, you haven't asked him, you're thanking him in advance. And he will hear all that. He knows what you need in the first place. I'm going to give you about, maybe 20 seconds, maybe 30 seconds to make your request known. And when you get through making your request known, then I'm coming back and begin to thank God. Those who have your lines open, it will be all right to help me thank him in the name of Jesus. Pray, God. Never would have made it. I'm going to give you that while you make your request. Go ahead, make your request. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for everybody on this blog line. First of all, we appreciate everything that you've done. And we want to ask you to bless the owners of the blog line, help them, help their family, help them, Lord, to accomplish all their goals in life. And bind the enemy that comes to attack them, and give them the victory in every situation. And then for every person on this blog line, Lord, grant their request. Or bind the enemy that comes to sift them as wheat. Jesus, the devil tried to sift Peter's wheat, but you said you had prayed for Peter. And when you prayed for him, God, he became better and better and blessed and blessed and blessed, able to win 3,000 people in one day. And God, then you, Jesus, you ascended to the Father. You're sitting there by the Father now. I'm asking you to pray for the people. All you have to do is just lean over and say, Father, bless them. Lean over and say, Father, heal them. Lean over and say, Father, send them finances to help them meet their needs. And lean over and say, Father, let them have great health and great strength. See, he's right there. And I'm asking him to lean over and pray for you. If you receive it, just open your heart up. The Lord, I receive it. See, he can lean over and pray for you right there beside the Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I just want you to know that we just believe God is blessing you now, and he's making a way for you right now. So help me thank him right now as we begin to thank him for the miracles that he's granting for you in your life. If your line is open, help us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Your lines are being opened. Some of you who can help me, thank you. Amen. If you
thank
can, let's
thank
give a
thank
right now.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus. We praise you. We
thank
you, Lord. We appreciate everything you've done, everything you're doing. Every blessing
you.
That you're granting, for making a way out of no way.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
no, the
you.
Devil doesn't mean for me to open your mind to you.
Glory
to
God.
He's alone.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, thank you. Thank you for every person on this
mind. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for healing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you for waking us up this morning.
Thank you
for
going
on our way. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you for life, Lord. Thank
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you
for a good day. Oh, help us thank him all over the world. If you're in Africa, help us thank him. If you're in India, help us thank him. If you're in France, if you're in Egypt, if you're in Russia, all over the world, thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We are your children.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for driving all demons out. And driving all demons away. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You
are the mighty God. And we give you praise. And adoration. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for loving us, Lord.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you. Because you're the only true and living God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you for Jesus. What the Calvary. In the name of Jesus. And thank you for the blood of Jesus. The precious blood. The mighty blood that will never lose its power. And thank you for a blood bank in Jesus Christ. Thank you for the oil of the anointing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
you for your healing mercy.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you.
For healing your blood. For healing your blood. For healing your trouble. And heart trouble. And that's the day stuff.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
And mind problems, and kidney problems, and ulcer problems.
Thank you, thank you.
And eyes, and ears, and sinuses.
Thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
For healing cancer, and diabetes, thank you for healing.
Thank you.
Glory
God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We can call on you. And you hear us when we call.
Thank you. thank you for
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Walk that house. Thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you.
Come on, get up.
Start
walking through your house. Thank you, thank you,
thank
you. Don't stop your praise. Don't stop your praise. Don't stop your praise. Oh, thank
you, thank
you, thank
you.
Thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you. Thank
you,
thank you, thank
you,
thank
you. Thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
for blessing
this show.
Oh, my God, it's just such an experience when you spend all night with Jesus. You're talking about blessing. He will bless you in a bountiful way. And he will, that's what you're talking about, being refilled with the Holy Ghost. He'll refill you with the Holy Ghost. Just give him that all-night experience where you spend all night with him. No telling what the Lord will do. I'm telling you, he does great and marvelous and wonderful things, especially when you take time for him like that. Amen. He's real, and he will stop and see about you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We love you. We're praying for you, asking God to bless you in a multitudinous way, in a bountiful way, in an overwhelming way, in a phenomenal, ultra-phenomenal way, asking God to do that for you. Amen. Go with God, and he'll go with you. And we're dismissing you tonight. Have time for your family and with your family. May the Lord bless you real good. And stay with the Lord. He'll stay with you. God bless you. Good night to you. This is Bernard Johnson, signing off. God bless you. All right, anybody have something to say before we go? If so, I'll allow that. Amen. Thank God for you. Anybody? All right. God bless you. May you have a wonderful night. God bless you. Good night.